Thank you. Thank you for coming. I'm going to talk about wild vacciniums grown in Turkey. Here are all the photos taken by me. It's an original. Well, we know the vacciniums. First of all, Turkey is a new country growing blueberries and other berries, highbush, lowbush, rabidi. We are now in highbush blueberry cultivation. Before 2000, there is no blueberries in Turkey. It's new, so we gave them a new Turkish name, nominations. We know the blueberry history. As I said, we are new in blueberry culture. In 2000, we introduced highbush, northern highbush blueberries to Turkey. Now we had more than 300 hectares of cultivated blueberry. Commercial blueberry production started by myself. Here's Turkey. Turkey is in the heart of the Europe. Make a bridge to Europe between Europe and Middle East. There are wild vacciniums alongside of this Marmara and Black Sea regions from eastern part of Black Sea and some other Marmara. Because there are acidic soils, naturally acidic soils here. We grow mainly tea and hazelnut during these lines of Black Sea. So the cultivated blueberries after 2000 grow up in this region of Turkey. Nowadays blueberry get in first place of berries because of its healthy. Wild vacciniums in Turkey, no part of Turkey from east to west, is a gene center of healers, Irkasia, and several vacciniums like Caucasian wildberry, bilberry, lingonberry, and bog blueberry. Bog blueberry, also called as bog wildberry or bog bilberry. They harvest from forests and of plateaus, consumes as fresh berry, marmalade, jar, fruit juice for medicine, also black tea, and they export it as a dry and frozen berry over the years. They are also used as non-wood products, medicinal plants, commercial berry fruits, regional drink, curative plants, and food making. The important one of wild vacciniums is Caucasian wildberry, from the Greek arcto means beer, and staphyl a bunch of grapes, so some people call this bearberry. General deciduous, some types of Caucasian wildberry are evergreen, two times or three times bear fruits in a year. Lance-shaped, glossy, dark green leaves, colored red and purple in autumn. Grown for sweet fruit, sugar for border or woodland garden, and low acidic soil like blueberry, grove with pine, rhododendron, beech, horn beech, fern, and chestnut and redwood. As I said, it is used as ornamentals, non-wood forest products, handhold, and sweepers. In the time of Ottoman Empire, black tea made from the young and fresh shoot of Caucasian wildberry and exported to the Russia. But now we are producing just tea, black tea, and in the same area. Today, young and fresh shoots of Caucasian wildberry with leaves are using as soup and dry black tea by the people living in some areas of Black Sea. wild vacciniums in Turkey, in our country, harvest for the commercial and home use in Northeast Anatolia. They have many local names. They are especially appreciated by inhabitants, forest villagers, and animals and wildlife. we called Caucasian whatever with different names by inhabitants. Mostly grows Caucasian whortleberry in Artvin, Rize, Trabzon, Borda and Giresun County. It can spread in local areas, have high altitude and low acidic forest soils of Samsun, Kastamonu, Zonguldak in Black Sea region of Turkey. We have several studies on Caucasian whortleberry because it is a very important vaccinums of the region. There are very wide genetical differences between vivaxinium bushes, Caucasian whortleberry bushes, since they propagated by seeds over the hundreds of years. Nowadays, it is called as Caucasian blueberry also because some types of Caucasian whortleberry with blue-red and a different color of flower and flower bunches, a different color of autumn leaf color. As I said before, we had several studies on the Caucasian whortleberry types. There are trap values, phenolic substances, and antioxidant capacity. Also good for ice cream and yogurt. We are still going on the study on wild vacciniums, select different types, genotypes from the region, and study on a here you can see the average values and standard deviation of some quantitative and qualitative parameters of Caucasian whortleberry selections. I can say all the parameters, traits are different of the types of Caucasian whortleberries. So this chemical properties of some Caucasian whortleberry selections from the region, dry matter, pH, tidal sugars, unreducing sugars, and vitamin C. That means there are many differences between the types, as berry color and phenolics, anthocyanin, antioxidant capacity as also. The other second wild vaccinium is bilberry. Over plateaus, naturally grows around the plateau and high elevation of some cities alongside of Black Sea, and also people living in this area called this bilberry in different names locally. Here is some presentation of the bilberry grown in plateau over 2000 elevation. Lingonberry and bog blueberry also been in Turkey. Wild lingonberry grows in Kashgar Mountain, Turkey. And bog blueberry also grows some areas, but it's not much in the region. So this is all talk about the wild vaccinium in Turkey, and we are still going on to study on them and make some selections for breeding programs. Thank you for attention, and we are all late you into Istanbul.
We have time for questions if there are any. How does the flavor of the Caucasian whortleberry compare to the blueberry?
Well, it's not preferred. Its taste is not good like blueberry, but it's bare two or three times in a year. We can make some breeding programs for increase its taste. Yeah.
Did you mention what kind of soil pH tolerance it has? Does it tolerate higher pH?
We have natural acidic pH between 4.3-5.5 alongside.
I thought I had read once that the whortleberry tolerated even higher pH levels.
There are new cultivars tolerate can tolerate a high pH, but We have normally acidic soils. We can use it for nothing to do for lower the pH.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think this is the most mild climate in which the bilberry is native?
Oh well.
I usually think of bilberries as very northern boreal species, and I'm wondering if this is the most warm place where they grow.
Oh yeah, it grows over 2,000 elevation. Yeah, Mr. Sasha is here, my colleague.
The region in Turkey looks mild, but the elevation, you have to consider the elevation. Those bilberries are in the high elevation, not in the like low elevation. And 2,000 meters, I am camping in that area, and the nights are really cold.
That area has steepy mountains. So when you steep up, you can reach to the 2,000 elevation within 20 minutes.
Yes, that explains it.
Thank you. Oh yeah?
Is the Caucasian whortleberry sexually compatible with like Highland blueberry? High bush blueberry?
Oh yeah, we have some natural crossing between the Caucasian whortleberry and blueberries, because they grow all the, in the same area now.
Are they tetraploid or diploid?
We are still going on. We have many types of Caucasian whortleberries, yes. We are still going on with Mr. Sacha.
Thank you
for joining.
Thank you.